Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yahoo Sports Hockey Podcast, Justin Cuthbert for the final solo show of the 2021 calendar year. Yes, we will have Julian McKenzie this weekend before we go on a brief holiday pause here. But unfortunately, like last holiday season, things aren't much different than they were last year. Yes, we've recouped many of our freedoms. We don't have to worry as much about getting, I guess, gravely ill, at least for those who are vaccinated. If you aren't vaccinated, get vaccinated. But we are moving a little bit backwards here, at least in the sports world, as COVID cases spike in the NHL and certainly in other sports as well. We've got arenas north of the border now moving to 50% capacity for the time being. And the integrity of these games are sort of being threatened here, with many teams forced to play with diminished rosters or not playing at all with the postponements here of games and individual seasons being paused. Of course, the Olympics in the back of your mind, or the back of many's minds, in addition to all this, and it's in further question now, but I think there are a couple important points on the Olympics piece, and a reason I think to be a little bit more hopeful if you're in the camp that wants to see NHLers at the Olympics. Primarily, the first being, the NHL is going to have 3 weeks off no matter what. Whether the NHL goes to the Olympics or not, there's going to be 3 weeks off because all these arenas, the 32 arenas that these teams play in, have been booked up to a certain degree. And it's going to be impossible to renege on those promises just because Bettman's Schedule B is now the one that they would prefer to use. Sure, maybe it's trimmed down a little bit. Maybe it's 2.5 weeks. Maybe there are some postponed games played during that time. That is possible. But the secondary schedule is not an option. So if these players are without obligations to their NHL franchises, why would those who want to play not be allowed to play? Do all these players have to come to a unanimous decision on whether or not to play? I guess for the NHLPA purposes, yes. But could they not find some sort of compromise where, okay, we're going to go, but only ones that are going to agree to certain stipulations would go? We've heard it from a few players. Erik Karlsson declared that he's out if everything stays the same. Players like Alex Pietrangelo and John Tavares, they've wondered out loud if it's worth it. But there are others that are undeterred. And I think this is an important note. And we should be talking as much about Steven Stamkos' comments as we talked about Karlsson's and Lehner's and Pietrangelo's and Tavares. Steven Stamkos, who, remember, hasn't had his Olympic dream realized, said yesterday that he would go. He noted that there are some issues, but he noted that all the things going on in the media right now, the 3 to 5 weeks of quarantine and such, those are worst case scenario items, right? And it's probably not going to be the worst case scenario. There are negotiations that have to come to the fore here, but even if the Chinese government, Chinese officials are inflexible totally, we are talking about worst case scenario stuff, as Stamkos mentioned. So he's not willing to close the door. I'm not willing to close the door. I don't think the NHL has the grounds to say no, it's not happening, because their season will not be affected one way or another here. I think that the decision here is still completely up to the players. And with a little negotiation, a little assurances, I think there might be enough of those standing up, like Stamkos, and apparently Crosby is leading this charge too, saying, let's go. Let's do this. You will find 25 players from the United States, 25 players from Canada, 25 players from Russia, Sweden, Finland, wherever, that want to go, I believe. Stamkos, as I mentioned. Crosby, as I mentioned. We know McDavid wants this. We know the Russians really want this. I'm not willing to close the door here. I think there's still a glimmer of hope, even though this was as bad of a week as possible when talking about Olympic prospects. I'm also not closing the door on the Vancouver Canucks making the playoffs, which, if you're a gambler, sits at plus 700 right now. Yes, it is a long shot, but with five straight wins under Bruce Boudreau, who has already checked off the first item on his to-do list, which was to bring back some semblance, reintroduce some semblance of team and togetherness. He's done that, and he's exceeded that. Bruce Boudreau has somehow, it's a tough name, Bruce Boudreau, for some reason, at least for me, has brought a measure of resolve to a team that had zero ability to stick its foot into the ground under Travis Green, at least this season. Two-thirds of the season still remain. And I think it's worth considering just how drastic Green's role was in the team's failure. We know they have a lot of talent up front. That's an impressive top nine. The margins is a little weak still, but there's some talent there. There are capable bodies on the back end, as much as we might not believe in Tyler Myers and Oliver Ekman-Larsson. There's two good goaltenders there as well. If Boudreau can do what he normally does, which is to get individuals to perform at or near the top of their ranges, the team should be able to salvage this season to some degree. They are just 4 points back, Vancouver is, in the worst division in hockey. And in addition to Boudreau's quick fixes from a coaching standpoint, the Canucks have someone with the same sort of proven ability from the executive seat in Jim Rutherford. There might be some moves here to be made to help what Boudreau's doing right here and right now. And in that division, writing off the Vancouver Canucks at this point, I think would be foolish. The Ottawa Senators. Things are also looking up for them. They are making something of this season seem, they're not, they're pretty much, they're in the hole. They're in a deep hole. But they could give us what maybe we expected them to do, which was to make life difficult on the teams that they're playing. Yes, they promised to take this step forward and they thought the rebuild was done, but in actuality what we saw last year was a team that's starting to find its groove, and the guarantees of that carrying over perfectly and that trajectory to go on a very significant straight line upwards was probably pretty foolish. That said, I still think the Sens could be what we believe they could, which would be an absolute pain night in and night out. This month they have 5 wins from 6. And those, and 4 of those wins are against teams that we would consider Stanley Cup contenders right now in the Avalanche, the Hurricanes, the Panthers, and the Lightning. This month, Brady Tkachuk and Drake Batherson have been on absolute tears. Only Matthews and Pacioretty have more goals than Brady Tkachuk this month. And only a few players have more points than Drake Batherson this month. This feels like it could be last season. Again, which is not progression. It's not what they envisioned, but it wouldn't be an abject failure. It would just be more reasonable if Ottawa could again find some traction this season, start building on what is still a very, very young core with a lot of the pieces not even in the puzzle yet. That's more likely, or that's more reasonable, what this season should have been, where the Senators are still just trying to find it a little bit. And I think they're finding it slowly and surely this season. All right, let's move to the Power Five, which is the top five teams in the NHL, judged by me. Florida Panthers drop. That's the big news from this week after an 8-2 loss to those Ottawa Senators. So while I wanted to give a little respect to Ottawa, I take it away from Florida in the fact that they lost to the Senators this week in the fashion that they did. But we'll begin with number five in the Minnesota Wild. They could have been number one, but they're coming off 2 straight losses after 8 straight victories, so still the hottest team in hockey. But the lead is down to 3 over the Avalanche in the Central Chase, even though they've been playing so well. So, you know, that's nothing really against them. They weren't expected to win the division, but they're still one of the elite teams, and they're doing it with less firepower, at least, than the other teams that I'm going to mention here in the top five. Number four are those Avalanche. Again, they are 3 points back in their division, but they're the hottest team in the league right now, or close to, with 5 straight wins and a 7-2-1 record over the last 10. Tied for the best goal differential in the league at plus 27. Get this, goals by game this month for the Avalanche. 3, 4, 5, 7, 7, 7, 3, 4. So at least 3 per night, topping out at 7 3 times in 8 games. The Avalanche have been on an absolute tear here of late, and more recently with the 5 straight victories. Number 3 is the Toronto Maple Leafs. It hasn't been that pretty lately here for Toronto. Before the Edmonton win on Tuesday night, they were losers of 3 of their last 5, and the wins they had were against Chicago and Columbus only by the skin of their teeth. But the Leafs right now have the most points in the NHL with 42 from 30 games. Austin Matthews looks like he's going to win the Rocket Richard after that slow start, and he's doing it without Mitch Marner on his wing, who's, of course, injured. And Jack Campbell, he's been letting more goals in lately, but he bounced back again on Tuesday, allowing just 1 in that victory over Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and the Edmonton Oilers. Number 2, Washington Capitals. Points from 24 of their 29 games this season after forcing overtime and getting a loser's point versus Chicago on Wednesday. This is probably the most consistent team in the league so far this season. They probably have the most mentions in the Power 5 this year because they haven't had those ups and downs. They've just been consistently very, very good. And they have 7 losses in OT or the shootout, which suggests that their record could be better than it is, or maybe a little worse. Maybe they're a little fortunate to have gotten to overtime and not had those regulation victories. But if that evened itself out a little bit, there could be an extra few points in the bank for a team like Washington, and they're only 1 point out of first overall right now as it is. And number 1, Carolina Hurricanes. They're dealing with some extenuating circumstances right now. COVID-19 cases, postponed games, emergency call-ups, coming off a loss in Vancouver, so not the hottest team, or at least in this present moment. But that broke up a streak of 4 straight wins. They have the best record in the NHL by points percentage. They are tied for the best goal differential. They, like Washington, have been very, very consistent this season. Maybe not as dominant here in December as they were in the first 2 previous months. But Carolina looks like it's sort of entered a bit of a cruise control and just playing extremely, extremely well. And we've talked about the coaching. We've talked about that underrated star power. It seems the Hurricanes have everything, and they are dealing with some problems right now. But I expect them to overcome those and continue playing great hockey here down the stretch. Okay, that's it. Solo edition in the books. Julian McKenzie's back on Sunday for the last Sunday show before the holiday season, and we'll have other content sprinkled in between. But for now, that's the Power 5. That's the latest in hockey, and that's the latest in the Olympics and the NHL discussion. Hopefully, you know, we'll get a good resolution before January 10th, but still, it is very much up in the air.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.